Welcome to the Not New Movie Review.
Round two.
Look at that mustache. Okay. Oh my god.
Okay, let's stop. We're not doing this again.
Look at that beard.
Oh, you're going to grow your beard?
No, I'm not.
I just shaved mine because I did a cosplay.
Wow. Oh, cosplay. Cool.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, we didn't just record for 10 minutes and then.
But what I will say, it is a good tracker. It's only the second time in the 3 years we've been doing this that this has happened.
That's true. What was the first time?
It was Last Action Hero. It just wasn't recording.
Oh, you're right.
And honestly, we should thank the new producer for... Because if it weren't for her...
We wouldn't have known. This would have been a lost episode. Yeah,
so we got to make sure we give her a high five.
Yes, thank you to my dog who interrupted the...
Our new producer, Producer
recording.
Lacey.
Producer Lacey.
I don't know if you want her name out there.
Doesn't matter.
Or she gets
there now.
Or she gets doxxed.
So I'm Ross.
I'm Jeremy.
And this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses.
Oh, according to Rotten Tomatoes.
For the second time.
Peaks and Valleys. So, all right. What was that good joke I made? So today, we embark on a new journey, and one could say we are gassing up with Diesel.
That's right.
Vin Diesel is our next miniseries.
Hell yeah, he is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And we love... Okay, so we love Vin Diesel.
We're just going through the list.
What was the first Vin Diesel movie you saw? Go.
Fast and Furious.
For me...
I remember... Let me tell you the story.
Okay.
Okay? Because I was with number one video game player in the world, Colin Oakes.
Who we will have back on at some point.
Honestly, should have been on for Jumanji 2, but...
Yes. I'm trying to think of a good movie to have him on for. Next time we do an anime adaption, he's got to come on.
Or video, or anything
video game related. Because he's also, little known fact,
he
not only is he the world's foremost video game expert, he is also the world's foremost anime expert.
Anime expert. I can ask him about any anime.
Any anime.
Wow.
He has 46 body pillows.
What?
I'm just kidding. But he is an anime expert.
You two live together now.
We do, yes.
Yeah.
I live with, so any video game or anime questions I have, I go to him.
Right.
So you watched Fast and Furious.
I was young. I don't remember what age I was.
You were a child.
We were at our mom's house. Okay. And we slept in the same room. And
as one does,
she had a tiny TV with the VCR built in.
How big was it? Like this?
Yes.
Okay.
And then, I think it was a VCR DVD combo in the TV. Remember those?
Oh, hell yeah.
So she puts...
You knew the party was about to get started if one of those was in the room.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to bed or whatever, and we want to watch a movie. And she goes, I'll just throw this in. Turns out it's Fast and fucking Furious.
The Fast and Furious.
Yes. And... My mind is blown. I don't think Colin was into it that much, but my mind was blown.
Well, see, as a young kid, I rejected those movies because I was like, they're dumb car movies. I don't like dumb car stuff.
I was like, no, this is awesome.
My first Vin Diesel movie.
And I remember we went to a Blockbuster one time.
R.I.P.
Oh, yeah, R.I.P. And we rented Anchorman around the same age. And our mom didn't know what Anchorman was.
Oh.
And then she walked in. She walked in, and the scene where Will Ferrell and
Christina Applegate.
Yeah, they were like making out on the bed.
Oh Jesus!
And like rolling around or whatever, and she just laughed and walked out.
There you go.
She probably didn't. She probably did know, right?
Yeah,
Will Ferrell was big. Yeah.
But
she didn't care, I guess.
I think mine was Pitch Black, which I got it for Christmas on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
He plays a basically a human bat because he can use echolocation and see in the dark, and he's a criminal. It's a really cool movie. Pitch Black rules. It's the best of the Riddick trilogy.
The first one is the best.
Pitch Black.
But what about the latest one?
Chronicles of Riddick, the middle one, sucks ass.
Okay.
Riddick is actually pretty cool.
Okay.
But Pitch Black rules. Pitch Black is like... I wish we were talking about it. It's so cool. You got to watch Pitch Black. It's a great Vin Diesel movie.
The Vin Diesel staple, you would say.
Yeah, 100%. That was my first... I mean, obviously Iron Giant probably, but as a child, we probably didn't realize that it was Vin Diesel's voice.
Not at all. Nope.
But
okay,
I think we covered all the bit. What have you? What? What's wrong? All right. So today we're here to talk about The Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Which
1999.
He plays a huge part in this movie with his voice, his like very unique voice. He's a very underrated voice actor.
Well, I don't know about anymore.
That's true. But
I don't know. It depends how many people know that Groot is Vin Diesel.
That's true. Well, but yeah. Before we get into it.
Yeah. Jeremy?
What have I been watching?
What have you been watching?
Real quick, we did this before. I just want to talk about the Oscars real quick. It feels good to leave the Oscars happy.
You want
to
thank God and
Oscars. Parasite won Best Picture. Parasite's
I'm mad at you because you lost me money.
Parasite's a great movie. Right. Joaquin Phoenix won for Joker, which a movie I hate, but we both agree that it's okay that he won because Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor.
Right.
Blah, 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 blah. Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Movie. That was cool.
So that surprised me.
He played the Forky song, which fucking ruled. Randy Newman sang, you know, "Don't go throwing yourself away."
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Which is way better. We had to sit through fucking Eminem, which you would have been hyped for.
I would have been hyped for it.
That's the last thing I needed was fucking Eminem to pop out. But
I think it's because he didn't
show up the last time.
Yeah.
And now he's money hungry.
Yeah.
I feel like once you get sober, you realize how much money is cool. like before he was all hopped up on pills. I don't give a fuck, whatever. Yeah. Oscars can eat my ass. And now he's like,
well, no.
He's like, you want to know what would be nice?
When he was nominated, he just didn't go.
Yeah, I
know. Because he didn't think he was going to win.
So that's a fair point. So who else didn't fucking go? Joe Pesci, which is hilarious. Oh,
this year?
Yeah, because I just love Joe Pesci, because the stories of Martin and Marty trying to get him to do The Irishman, he would be like, "Joe, you got this movie." He'd be like, "Go fuck yourself," because he's retired. He got him out of retirement, did this fucking movie. He did zero press, gets nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe, and doesn't even fucking show up. He probably didn't even watch it. He's probably at home.
Well, I've honestly good for him because it's a dog shit movie.
I will watch it and be the judge.
Yes.
What have I have been watching? I watched Goldman versus Silverman, a short film directed by the Safdie brothers who directed Uncut Gems. It also stars Adam Sandler as a street performer. Go watch it. It's good.
Okay.
I rewatched Us because my girlfriend wanted to watch Jordan Peele's movies. Us is still great.
I asked you if she didn't like horror movies.
And I said, no, she loves horror movies.
Oh, well, I don't know who I was thinking of then.
We saw Bad Boys for Life together. But we'll discuss that in detail on a future podcast. Patreon, Patreon, Patreon. I watched Marriage Story. It broke me.
It's very melancholy.
Very melancholy. Adam Driver should have won.
The ending just makes you... The ending is very melancholy. It's happy and sad at the same time.
I think the thing about Marriage Story that's the saddest for me is the idea of, I don't know, of like loving of somebody just not loving you anymore, but still loving you.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. It just made me sad.
Yeah, I know.
Then I watched What Did Jack Do? A short film directed by David Lynch on Netflix where he interrogates a monkey. Mm. It's incredible. I saw Little Women. They are not that little. They're actually average size.
Huh, really?
Misleading title. Wow. But a delightful film. Actually, ironically, Greta Gerwig is married to Noah Baumbach, who directed Marriage Story. They are both had movies nominated for Best Picture. That's kind of cool.
Wow. Okay. I see.
Which also happened with James Cameron and Catherine Bigelow, except they were axes at that point. So everyone's like, oh, so they're going head to head.
Conspiracy. Like,
I watched Jojo Rabbit. Mm-hmm. It's a nice movie. Mm-hmm. It definitely walks a tightrope. It is hard to make a quirky movie about the Holocaust. That is a tightrope.
I think it was good.
It's good. I'm saying it definitely. He balances on that tightrope pretty well.
Yeah,
because that's a hard ask to be like, hey,
what parts did you think were risky?
It's just the fact that I don't know.
Hitler's like this nice
goofball,
imaginary friend in the beginning, and then at the end he realizes Hitler's bad and his imaginary friend Hitler becomes bad.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Definitely made me tear up a couple times.
The Sam Rockwell.
That's a part that I understand why people might not like it, but I feel like spoilers for Jojo Rabbit, it works because he does die. If he had survived, I don't think his redemption would have worked. Because he needed to die. Because at the end of the day, he still is a horrible, like, he's a Nazi.
Right.
So I think his redemption works, like the fact that he saves Jojo and Thomas and Mackenzie. I remember the actress's name, but not the character. Works because he does die. If he had survived, I would have kind of been like, eh.
Mm. Right. Do you think Scarlett Johansson... Which performance die. Do you...
Yes, because she's a fucking traitor.
What?
I'm just kidding.
what performance do you prefer, Marriage Story or...
Marriage Story, but she's great in both.
Yeah.
She's very good.
I think JoJo... JoJo, she's a very good supporting.
She's very good supporting. Yeah. She's a very good lead in...
Yeah.
She's going to be in Black Widow this year. That'll be exciting. Watch Ford versus Ferrari. Or Ford v. Ferrari.
Right.
What a movie. Great dad movie. And we both know how much I love dad movies.
I would like it, you're saying.
What?
I would like it then?
Yes. You would love it.
Okay.
Christian Bale's great in it. Oh, sure. He gets to use his normal accent. It's okay. Great. It's so satisfying.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all I watched. But I feel like I watched... Oh, I saw... Birds of Prey the other day.
Mm.
Fucking.
I'm hearing.
Fucking rules.
Okay, I'm hearing good things.
It makes Suicide Squad look
like. Will I watch it? Probably not. I'm not invested in that universe
anymore. We don't even have to be.
Yeah.
It's just so. It's so good. But yeah, I think that's all I watched. If I didn't, you'll fucking hear about it next time.
Okay, so I. It's been so long.
Fucking motherfuckers.
That I forgot what I. What I told you I watched.
Well, so, let me look at your list.
So, The Irishman.
You didn't like it.
JoJo. Did I told you I watched JoJo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're there. You rewatched a masterpiece.
Okay. So, we saw Bad Boys for Life together, Patreon episode.
Got you hyped up on the boys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, then I went backwards and I rewatched Bad Boys 2. And, oh, my God.
It's incredible.
If this movie... I don't know how this movie didn't win any awards.
Well, I know how, but...
I mean, okay, so Bad Boys 1. Michael Bay didn't like the script.
You know who was originally supposed to star in Bad Boys 1, right?
I've probably looked it up.
John Lovitz times. And Dana Carvey.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely different movie.
Michael Bay didn't like the script. Obviously, it was a hit. So he got a little blank check power. And so he was able to
catapult that blank check power into
making the script. He kind of got final say on the script and final cut on the movie. And oh my God, it's like a 3 hour, 2.5 hour
wrecking ball to the city of Miami.
Keeps going. The movie begins and ends multiple times. And I don't want it to stop.
In the fourth act, they drive a Humvee through fucking a shanty town in Cuba.
Yes. Oh my God, it's amazing. And
it ends at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah. And then after that, I went straight downhill. Oh, God. I saw Joker. I went to the bottom of the barrel.
What? Just can you?
It was painful.
Do people? Like, the most popular scene from that movie is the fucking staircase scene. How anybody can watch...
Which not even a great
how
scene, anyway.
Anybody can watch that scene and think that it's good. Like, I try to be, like, accepting of other people's opinions. I understand people find joy in different things.
It's just too on the nose. It's too on the nose. It's
stupid. The song choice is so stupid. It's a song they used to play at my pep rally in high school. Jesus Christ. Like, I feel like how, you know how it hard cuts to the two detectives just watching him from the stairs?
Yes.
Like, what the fuck is he doing? That was me in the theater. Like,
I'm like, what the fuck? Well,
Don't give Todd Phillips any credit.
Maybe we're the detectives.
Todd Phillips, stop fucking pretending you're above your fucking comedies. The Hangover is a good fucking movie. Old School is a good fucking movie. Go back to making fucking comedies. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
War Dogs is actually pretty good. Oh, I watched another movie you'll want to hear about.
I watched
Honey Boy.
Oh, I do want to hear about this.
It's
on Amazon.
It is.
Okay.
I am so proud.
I don't have Amazon.
I am so proud of Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Because the fact that, I mean, not only he wrote this movie like 2 years ago. I didn't realize he was in rehab only like 2 years ago, like two or three years ago. Then he wrote this movie as part of a coping mechanism for rehab, which actually happens in the movie.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then he plays his own father in the movie in a fucking amazing performance.
Yeah.
The best Shia LaBeouf.
I mean, just from the trailers, it looks.
I mean, everybody in this movie is incredible. I will say it is a little hindered because, like, it's very ambitious style-wise, but it is such a, like, proud of Shia.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of Shia. And Lucas Hedges is great as Shia LaBeouf. He nails
Oscar buzz for...
No, which is, this should have been Shia LaBeouf's Oscar time.
And also,
Peanut Butter Falcon.
Yeah.
Which was, did you see he presented the award with the
I know I missed that
the handicapped actor from Peanut Butter Falcon, which was that was also warmed my heart. But Peanut Butter Falcon is another movie I really want to see. But Shia LaBeouf, I just hope he has great things from here on out, because I've always loved Shia LaBeouf.
Hope so. Yeah, hopefully this is a new chapter.
He deserves the world.
Yeah, he really does.
But anyways, maybe we'll cover him someday.
Shall we wake up the giant?
Could do the Even Stevens movie. There's the one where, where Beans farts on the fire or something, I think. You remember Beans?
I do. I do
remember. You don't forget Beans.
No, you don't.
But yes, let's move on to the topic of the day.
Okay.
La Gigante Iron. I forgot how to say iron in Spanish.
Okay, so The Iron Giant, directed
by one of my favorite directors.
Brad Bird. Now, we love Bird.
We're
bird heads.
I flap for the bird.
Oh, we flap for the bird. That's right. Yes. 1999.
Which is, a lot of people say, one of the greatest years for cinema.
For sure.
There's an entire podcast about it called Podcast Like It's 1999. It's
a I think you
podcast.
Told me about it.
It's a good podcast. Their Toy Story 2 episode is a two-parter with Griffin.
Oh.
It's good.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
And they have the best...
No, I think I've... No, you have, because I think I listened to it.
And they have the best podcast opening theme ever. It's amazing.
Better than ours?
Ours is good, but I mean theirs is great. Ours is okay. Like, I can sing theirs in my head right now. It's like, podcast like it's 1999.
Okay.
We're about to get sued, I guess.
So no, Jeremy, give me one of your famous synopsis.
1950s, I think. Cold War time. We're scared of the Russians. A little boy named Hogarth. He's a loner. He's a weirdo. He comes across an iron giant. They become best friends. Antics ensue. Friendships are made.
It came from outer space.
Tears are shed.
It came in the small from town. Space. No, you don't have to re-say it. In the small town of Rockwell, Maine, in October 1957, a giant metal machine befriends a 9-year-old boy and ultimately finds its humanity by unselfishly saving people from their own fears and prejudices.
Beautiful. So we saw this movie in theaters together.
Hell yeah,
we did. The re-release.
Yeah. Now, just for the record, I watched the original.
Not with the new...
I have both.
Yes. Well, I have the Blu-ray.
That comes with both.
Yes. You want to know what Walmart has?
The triple release?
They have a remote control Iron Giant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
You think Bird gets a cut of that?
Probably not. Mondo put out just a little Iron Giant that you can get. I really want him. And they put out the Screw.
Oh, I want the screw. Yeah. Yes.
I want to get screwed.
This movie's so good.
It is. I think, I don't know. I want to say, when people ask me what my favorite animated movie is, I usually think of the Iron Giant.
Yeah, or Ratatouille.
I mean, Brad Bird or The Incredibles.
Right. Yeah.
Or Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Budget? $70 million. Now, this is a very sad tale.
Oh, yes.
Because this movie has done so horribly financially.
Yes, it was a humongous bomb.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
But a humongous
win
critically.
In our hearts.
It's like one of the best critically acclaimed animated movies.
Oh, 100%.
Before... Toy Story 2, and
and it's just, it's so good. Brad Bird is easily the best working animator right now.
Opening weekend, it made 5.7 mil.
Shut up.
Domestically gross, it's made, worldwide it's made 23 mil.
I'm just daydreaming about how good The Iron Giant is.
Yeah, I know. It's so good.
What's your favorite animated movie?
Well, my favorite is probably WALL-E.
WALL-E, really?
But the best is either The Iron Giant or Ratatouille. Yeah. Best Pixar movie, Ratatouille. Best animated movie overall, probably Iron Giant.
See, my best Pixar, it switches between Ratatouille and The Incredibles.
We've talked about this a lot.
We love animated movies. Just thinking about things that I love, like The Iron Giant.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so good. It gets me every time.
It gets me every time. It's like when we talked about
Mad Max Fury Road. It's so good.
It has these elements that are these story beats that perfectly captures
like the feel of like a 50s sci-fi movie.
There's also no fat.
There's no fat. It's a short movie, but perfectly so.
Yeah.
Oh, the characters are so good. I cry like a fucking baby.
Well, speaking of the characters. Every time. Speaking of the characters.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, great voice performance. Connick Jr. Has she even done another voice thing?
Probably. She probably did like
a B movie. Yeah.
Is she the lady that Jerry Seinfeld B is trying to fuck?
Although the movie received high praise from critics, it was deemed a box office failure, grossing only $23 million after a reported $70 million budget. The low earnings were partly due to the fact that the film had its nationwide debut on the same day as the successful The Sixth Sense.
Oh, that is a bullet in the head.
And they did not... there's another one that says that...
they didn't advertise it.
Yeah, they didn't promote it until 4 months before it was released. Whereas there was another animated movie. Oh, Tarzan was coming out. And Disney was promoting that a year in advance.
Phil Collins did the music for that, right?
Oh, my God. One of the best soundtracks.
Well, Elton John did The Lion King, though.
Yeah, but I've only seen like The Lion King halfway or something like that. I really haven't seen The Lion King
much. It's better than fuck Tarzan. Tarzan's okay.
Oh my God, are you kidding me? No. Tarzan's one of the best.
Okay.
Oh my, get out of here.
It's no Hercules.
So you're right. I think it's better than Hercules.
Son of a bitch. But I'm using the F word a lot. I need to stop doing that. It's not very nice.
I don't know. It's up to you.
Fuck you. In this, in your little trivia corner, something we should have done research on beforehand, is there any details on how Vin Diesel got involved?
I feel like we've talked. There's a documentary.
The Blu-ray.
That I watched a long time ago. I don't remember. I think he just auditioned.
At this time, he was he was in Saving Private Ryan, a small part.
Yeah.
I think he directed his own movie. That's how he got the attention of Steven Spielberg.
Was Private Ryan his first movie that he was in?
No.
We could easily fact check this right now. But I want to say that was his first movie.
Well, keep talking while I look it up.
So Brad Bird was an amazing animator.
Who worked at Disney, but he got kicked out because...
When he was a young boy, he made a short film that he sent to Disney.
Yes.
And then I think he was like 12 at the time. And then they thought it was impressive, so they brought him to Disney. And he became the first apprentice under 18 years old.
Who two of his good friends were?
John Lasseter.
Was Tim Burton?
And Tim Burton.
I think, was Tim Burton the other one?
He was, yeah.
Probably getting a lot of this wrong, but Hansy Lassie and Weirdo Bert.
Yeah. Weird for different reasons.
Yeah, Tim Burton's a great man. I love Tim Burton. Tim Burton made the best Batman movie.
So Disney kind of raised Brad Bird, basically. Sent him to the Cal Arts School, where many other people went.
His first movie, he was uncredited in Awakenings in 1990.
Okay.
But he directed a short called Multifacial in 1995, but his first actual role was in a movie called Strays in 97. Hmm. So, yeah.
But it was early on, though, right? Private Ryan was...
Yeah, 98.
Was his second movie, then?
Yes. Right, okay. Doesn't he get, shot in the head in the beginning?
Yeah.
It's fucking... They showed us that in, history class.
They did not show that to me.
They didn't even show us the rest of the movie. They just showed us the D-Day beach sequence, and they're like, all right, what do you guys think of this? I'm like, what?
Brad Bird, he doesn't like how Disney was becoming very tedious.
Yes.
They were working him and Lasseter to the bone.
They kicked him out. They kicked him out.
They kicked him out.
Lasseter stayed. One could say he
eventually moved on.
He had a hand up
to Lucas. Then Brad Bird goes to work on The Simpsons.
Yes,
for a long time.
And amazing, he does an episode of The Amazing Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Family Dog. It might have been before, around the same time. You can tell this is a very loose podcast because we're just kind of freeballing this.
But then,
What's this?
He wants to make a movie about a giant.
Yes. Who amongst us does not want to make a movie about a giant?
Brad Bird was in part inspired to make this movie as a memorial to his sister Susan.
Oh, yes, the gun thing.
Who died at the hands of her husband by gun violence.
This is a very anti-gun movie.
His pitch was this: what if a gun had a soul and didn't want to be a gun?
This breaks...
Which is what the movie is. I mean,
my heart. When he activates and he almost attacks Hogarth, and then like Hogarth, he can see Hogarth scared and he runs away. My heart every time.
The film is set in 1957, the same year Brad Bird was born.
I got chills just thinking about it.
And this movie was also a huge advancement in the
animation
game.
They went on to use in Eight Crazy Nights.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's so true. It's the first traditionally animated feature to have a major character who is fully CGI. So it's...
I should probably stop playing with it.
The first 2D animated and CGI animated blend together.
What we need to talk about is the heart and soul of this movie. This movie would not work as well as it does if it was not for the sweet baritones of Vin Diesel. And yeah. You could be a person like a stupid idiot and be like, oh, like how does this really like a great performance, you know? Yes, it is, okay? Because he gives the Iron Giant his heart and soul. Mm-hmm. That voice. I can hear that voice in my head right now. Do it for me. Superman.
Well, you asked me to do it. That's why are true. You doing
well,
you were it?
Hesitating.
Well, I had to get it. I
never hesitate.
Excluding the yells and groans, the Iron Giant only says a total of 53 words.
And those 53 words mean so much.
They resonate down to your core.
It makes me happy. Like, in a weird way, it makes me happy that he's not a huge voice actor, because his voice is such a special thing that it needs to be perfectly utilized. Like, Groot is the perfect character for Vin Diesel, which I feel like we can talk about Groot a little bit in this, because this we're pretty much talking about his voice career.
It directly impacts.
Connects. Yeah. Like, he gives Groot, especially in the first Guardians, although he did baby Groot too. Mm-hmm. But especially in the, like, his, like the We Are Groot, which might be like the hardest I cry at any Marvel movie ever, is when he protects them and he says like, "We are Groot." Mm-hmm. That would not work. Imagine if you just had some fucking boring, like you just had like Jim Carrey doing that. He'd be like, "We are Groot," and you'd be like, "Oh."
Well, that's the thing about that movie, is that they modulate his voice to make it more Groot-like.
No, well, the first one, that's 100% him.
No,
obviously they touch it up a bit
in this. And this, you can hear that it's Vin Diesel.
I think you can hear that Groot's Vin Diesel.
Like, if you say so. I mean, I'm just saying. I think they put too many boop 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 computer sounds on it.
I think Groot is another performance, a credible performance from Vin Diesel.
Well, yeah, he goes in and says, "We are Groot. I am Groot," for 2 weeks straight for 8 hours a day.
Different languages.
Yeah,
he wore stilts while he recorded it.
That's true.
You've seen the behind the scenes videos of that.
Well, also that's the other thing. Vin Diesel is a insane person.
He's incredible. If aliens ever come to visit, I'm either sending him or Keanu Reeves to greet them and represent us.
And I can't wait till we do a Vin Diesel update next time, because his Instagram. His
at the end of this episode, can we watch the Fast 9 trailer again?
Sure.
Okay.
The American one or the one you wanted me to watch?
The UK one, the better one.
Okay, I don't know. So, so speaking of voices here.
Yeah, who voices Hogarth again? Is anyone that matters?
It's a kid.
Is it going to be another sad thing where we look into his backstory, like that girl from Jaws, and she got murdered by her fucking dad?
Oh, damn. Okay, well, I guess we got to look into it now.
No,
we're going in.
Jesus Christ.
I totally forgot about that.
Like, Jaws the Revenge, such a stupid fucking movie. And then, oh, my God. Jennifer Aniston voiced...
The mom.
Harry Connick Jr. voiced... what's his name? Nick? It's Nick. I feel like someone important voiced the dumb CIA guy.
Well, I'm right here, so... Okay, we got Eli Marenthal voices Hogarth
Hughes.
Harry Connick Jr. voices Dean.
Nick and Dean. Like, if you look at a guy that looks like that, it's either Nick or Dean, you know?
That's the general...
Oh.
Christopher McDonald.
Cloris Leachman.
Oh, John Mahoney. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's the voice that I'm thinking of. He voiced the general. Yeah. He was on Frasier. Oh, Rupert... Emmett Walsh. You watched Frasier, right?
No.
You've seen how many episodes of Frasier have you seen?
The only thing I know from Frasier is all salad and scrambled
eggs. You should watch it.
Why?
You should watch Cheers.
It's like a knockoff Seinfeld, right?
It's better. Fuck Seinfeld. It's
better than Seinfeld. And Friends?
Everything's better than Friends. You're the only person that likes Friends.
That's not true.
Colin got mad at me the other day because there was a Friends thing at the mall, and I was like, look, there's that. And he's like, why would I care? And he's like, you like Friends. He's like, fucking Ross likes Friends.
Okay, I do like Friends. I'm not going to lie about that. Okay, Eli Marenthal was born on March 6, 1986 in Santa Monica, California. His career started, blah, blah, blah.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
That's a good start.
That's a great start, yes. Let's see. His work, he's known for The Iron Giant, obviously.
But of course.
American Pie.
Ooh.
He plays Matt Stifler.
Oh, he plays Stifler's brother?
Yes.
Oh, that's a...
And in American Pie 2, he plays Stifler's brother. Let's see what else he's been in, though.
Have you seen Band Camp?
I think I've seen them all, because they were all on HBO, and I did a marathon.
Well, no, Band Camp's a spinoff. You definitely haven't seen all the spinoffs, because the spinoffs suck.
Huh.
Like, there's, like, The Naked Mile, and...
Okay, so he was in...
They should make a new American Pie.
So, before before American Pie and The Iron Giant, he was in that Jack Frost movie.
Oh, Jesus.
With Michael Keaton, when he plays a snowman.
I remember that.
Yeah. Remember that Campbell Soup commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Where the snowman kind of melts.
Burned into my fucking brain.
Yeah, I know. Other than that, I mean, he...
Let it snow.
He did a voice in Batman Beyond.
Good show.
Yeah.
Which there's rumors that they're trying to make a Batman Beyond movie and bring back old Michael Keaton.
I would love that.
Nothing more in the world. The only thing I want as much as that is a fourth Brendan Fraser mummy movie.
Yeah, he's done a lot of voices.
So he's still alive, though, right?
Yep.
Okay, that's good.
Still alive. Phew.
Anyways, back to the movie. We're still talking about the movie. Brad Bird directed this. Vin Diesel gives a great voice. What's your favorite scene in the movie?
Definitely... Well, I mean, it's hard because... See, this is a good script. It's an amazing script. And Brad Bird didn't necessarily write it himself. But
I don't think he's ever written a movie entirely himself.
The Incredibles.
Did he write The Incredibles?
Well, I mean, the Pixar team.
That's true.
Pretty much. Kind of. But he probably wrote the initial script. But so the great scripts always have callbacks. They always make everything a full circle, 100%. Right? So in this movie, we have Hogarth in the beginning.
Hogwarts.
We have Hogwarts in the beginning. Sorry. Saying, I go, you stay, no following. He repeats that at the end.
God.
And then...
At the end.
And then the deer scene, when the hunters shoot the deer, and he goes, guns are bad, you don't have to be a gun, you know?
Getting chills again.
I know, it's amazing. Yeah, and then all that just comes around at the end
when he saves the day.
The payoff is so good. And then the part where he gets the screw and then it turns on again, and it just makes you so happy.
Is this the best Superman movie?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
100%.
Yeah,
because this movie does a better job of encapsulating what Superman does than any of like the last four Superman movies.
Yeah, I mean, the animation in this movie is beautiful.
We should just let Brad Bird make a Superman movie. I mean, he already did, but with this.
Yeah.
It's the...
The end, the whole, like, last half hour is amazing.
I cry so hard every time he flies off to get that missile.
Yeah.
Every time.
And the sound editing in that scene is really good, too. Like, once they hit the button, and then everything's silent except the... Boo! It's like you can feel the it creates the tension. It's amazing.
It's the greatest movie ever made.
It's Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys. Okay, I'm sorry.
But speaking of voices,
was it even nominated for Best Animated Movie at the Oscars?
No, but it tore up the
What the fuck else was nominated that year?
Well, okay, let's do some research.
I'm gonna look.
You look that up.
You Jesus Christ! I know Toy Story 2 came out, but Jesus fucking.
That's
Christ.
Probably it.
Well, I mean, that obviously, I understand because Toy Story 2 is a masterpiece too. But
it is, yeah. So speaking of Vin Diesel's voice,
yes,
everything. So,
which I wish Vin Diesel, I could get my Siri to be Vin Diesel's voice.
Oh my God!
I'd be like.
Custom Siri voices, like celebrity voices.
The shiitake mushroom.
So Peter Cullen, Sean Connery, James Earl Jones were all considered to be the role of the Iron Giant. The
fuck.
Could you imagine? You go. Or
winners,
I go.
Winners don't.
You stay.
Winners get
no
to go
following.
Home and fuck the prom queen.
You don't have to be a gun.
Are you something incredible? It's Blame Canada from South Park, the movie, was nominated for an Oscar.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I'm looking through the Oscars.
Oh, yeah,
here,
yeah.
Sorry.
Who
are the... James Earl Jones makes sense. Everyone wants him to voice him.
Right, right.
He's Darth Vader.
Warner Brothers originally wanted John Travolta to do the voice of Dean.
Okay, that makes sense. That doesn't...
And have Arnold Schwarzenegger do the voice of Kent Mansley.
Okay. I don't know.
There's something going on here.
I could see them wanting Arnold to be the giant. I don't
know. Yeah, right, yeah. And then Tommy Lee Jones was considered to be the role for Kent Mansley.
I could see.
Well, I could definitely see that.
I don't think they had the best animated movie Oscar yet.
What do you mean?
I don't think that... Because they have Best Animated Short Film.
Oh, it wasn't a thing yet?
I don't think it was a thing yet.
No, because Toy Story won.
It didn't. Toy Story 1 got an honorary award that year for what? Revolution in, like movie making. No. There was no animation award yet. Those fucking cowards.
I could have sworn that Toy Story, the original, won an Oscar.
Nope. Looking at who died that year. Oliver Reed.
Hold on, I gotta do some digging here.
Who were the best picture nominees that year?
Nominated.
We're doing research.
Special Achievement Award. Oscar nominee for Best Screenplay.
I told you the story about how the kid...
No, you're right.
The kid at work told... Oh, it was Toy Story 2 nominated for Best Screenplay?
No, this is Toy Story 1.
Oh. How the fuck was Toy Story 2 not nominated for Best Screenplay?
Did you look it up?
Oh, it might be. I'm sorry. I'm getting real mad about stuff that I should look up before I get mad about.
Oscar nominated for Best Music Original Song. No, that's it.
How the fuck? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, I know. It is. Yeah, that screenplay is really good.
Toy Story 2, the best Toy Story.
100%.
100%. Second best Toy Story, hot take, Toy Story 4.
Wow.
I love Toy Story 4.
I'd go Toy Story, the original.
Toy Story is a close third. Toy Story 3, still great. Mm-hmm. Just not... Toy Story 3, I feel like... I know we've had this conversation, but I just want to say it again. Everyone remembers it fondly because the ending is so fucking good.
Yeah.
The rest of the movie is just okay.
Yeah.
It's great as a trilogy cover because mm-hmm. I was the same age as Andy, and I was getting ready for college the same time.
Right.
But that ending is emotional terrorism.
Wow. Maybe that should be a thing.
That ending is the most demented and sad thing. Like, I can't remember. I don't think I've cried harder than the first time I saw Toy Story 3. I can't imagine being a child.
Emotional terrorism.
Because I grew up with those fucking toys. They're my best friends.
Yeah.
And they're fucking holding hands as they accept their fucking fiery fate.
Oh, yeah, that's true,
he
yeah.
was like, fuck you, Lotso, you strawberry-scented cunt. God damn
I thought
it.
You were talking about the end, like the very end, where Andy gives him away.
Well, that's sad too.
Yeah,
that makes me cry. Well, that's different. Those are cathartic tears. Like,
right, right.
You gotta go. But the fucking
when you thought they were gonna die.
Have you ever seen the video where someone they showed Toy Story 3 to their family, but they edited it first so that it cuts to black after they go into the fire pit? And it's like it plays like a sad version of like you've got a friend, and it's like. And everyone like, in the room's like, what the fuck?
But, yeah. Wow, that's a crazy like edit though. You'd have to everyone's watching the movie and you're sitting there going, hopefully I didn't make any mistakes.
I know.
Oh, I didn't ruin the rest of the movie.
But the Iron Giant makes me cry like a baby.
Great movie. Great movie. 5 out of 5.
Vin Diesel, great performance, great voice performance.
2 thumbs up.
2 Vins up.
2 giant thumbs up. Give me the questions.
Should we get a... Oh, I didn't even think of the questions.
They're the same questions.
Should I get a Vin Diesel body pillow?
Yeah.
All right. But was Vin Diesel good in this movie? 100%. 100%. 110%.
Yeah.
Was this movie good for Vin Diesel?
100%.
100%.
Because gave him the path to Groot.
Yeah. Yeah. And people at the time might not have been like, oh, who's this Vin Diesel guy? Let me give him a bunch of work. He's still, you know... Still good for him in the long run.
And he put in the same amount of effort that he put in to Groot. He
puts in 500% at every movie.
That's true.
Like, if you... Him and The Rock, even though they might feud, but if you look at their work ethic, they hype up... Vin Diesel made me excited for The Last Witch Hunter. A movie that fucking sucks. The Rock made me excited for Skyscraper.
Oh,
because
which was awful.
They're such good hype men, because I think they genuinely believe these movies that they're working on are going to be, like, right. Incredible. Which we now, need more of.
Speaking of the...
The feud.
No.
Okay.
Speaking of the Iron Giant,
yes.
We saw it in theaters.
We did. The re-release in 2015.
Right. We also saw Skyscraper in theaters.
I was sick that day. I remember.
The Iron Giant day?
Well, no. Yeah, because I remember I coughed at you and you actually got mad at me because you're like...
Yeah. fucking germs on me. They added this scene in the middle where it's called The Giant's Dream.
Yes.
Where there's like an army of them with all their attack things.
It kind of gives a little taste of his origin, which right. I don't mind. It's a fun scene.
Yeah, I see why it was deleted.
Yeah,
though.
I don't it's think it like, needs it.
Yeah,
I think Brad Bird. And, I think it's more of just like a fun. They did it more of like a fun, like, hey,
yeah, yeah.
They didn't do. I don't think he.
Well,
think
if you buy the Iron Giant now, like the Blu-ray or the digital, you get a lot of content. You get the you get the hour and a half like documentary. You get both versions of the movie.
Which is insane that up until like only 2015, it wasn't even on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay, so third question. Usually I thought there were 4 questions, but third question. Were you gassing up on Diesel in this movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were revved up. You held the clicker down to it. And then then you were spraying it in the air.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was like the scene in Zoolander where they're spraying each other with gas. That was you with this performance.
Yeah.
You've seen Zoolander, right?
I mean, the amount of emotion that he's able to make you feel with just his voice. That
deep, gravelly voice of an angel.
Yeah.
I fucking love Vin Diesel.
That should have been my senior quote.
The deep, gravelly voice of an angel?
No. No, you stay, I go, no following.
Actually would make kind of sense. They're just like Superman.
Yeah.
Or just make your senior quote Vin Diesel.
Yeah. Well, if anyone's graduating this year,
please. And if you have any evidence of you making that your senior quote, please send it to us.
Yeah.
Also, if you can find Chappie and Redder Player One, I'll give you $30.
So, you're upping the bounty
because you dumb motherfuckers. I know we don't have a giant audience, but I figured one of you assholes would have found fucking Chappie and Redder Player One for me by now. He's in there. The Wikipedia says that he's in there. Steven Spielberg has said that he's in there. God damn it.
Maybe he's right. Maybe Christ. They haven't released the ultra wide version and he's right Chappie out of frame.
Actually has a lot in common with the Iron Giant, because Chappie, like the Iron Giant, is also designed to be a weapon. But Chappie does not want to be a weapon. He wants to be a good friend.
Yeah, but which movie would you rather watch?
The Iron Giant, but Chappie's
okay, here we go. So, that's all I needed to hear.
Let it be known that I think Chappie is one of the best movies of the last decade.
Okay, do we... you want to watch this...
100%.
...trailer now?
Which we need. This is very relevant to this miniseries and our podcast because this movie has Charlize in it.
That's right.
And it has it. If
the sadly,
no Dwayne.
We could get a. We could have got a triple threat.
And but some potential future. I could see us doing John Cena in the future. I could see us doing Michelle 100%. Rodriguez in the future. Tyrese, not so much. I don't think I want to do Tyrese.
So what? Fast 9 UK trailer.
Just do UK.
Okay.
I'll know it when I see it. Watch it. Something right there. Yeah.
Top one?
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. Oh,
I'm fucking hyped. Jesus Christ.
All right. We're in it.
Oh, the way they do the see you again.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. So far, it looks the same as it.
Just some scenes are rearranged.
Okay. Wait, I want to make sure that we're.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Your daddy gave me this. Now I'm gonna give it to you. It's very special. Oh, God. For protection from what's coming. That's John Cena. He's coming. See, this part's different than the other trailer. Alright,
Dom. No, it's not. What's next?
Then why did the trailer I saw in theater was so fucked up then?
This is the same trailer that I saw.
Oh, well.
Well, that's awesome.
It is. Yeah, they brought Mia back, which I think will help fill the Paul Walker void.
Yeah. Like, she probably got a babysitter, right?
Oh, 100%. That's what she's going to say. See, at this point in the trailer, I'm thinking, oh, they're just going to go against...
What trailer did you see? I don't know.
Well,
this is the one they showed at the... Oh, I love that.
God.
This is the one they showed at the concert.
The concert, yeah. God, this trailer is so artfully constructed.
Yeah. Dom's brother. Oh.
Which I guessed that.
She got new hair.
I know. Hopefully she gets more
way
to do
better hair.
She gets more to do in this one.
The dreads.
Here comes where the trailer really kicks in. Hold on. The best. Hold on. Hold on. Here's where. Right here. This music is incredible. I was listening to this song while driving the other day and I was going like 80.
But are they going to start introducing guns now?
And did you see Lil Bow Wow was in it too?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, they brought back all like so many characters from Tokyo Drift.
Huh.
And this is cool. Justin Lin's back in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're both from Tokyo Drift. He's in Tokyo Drift too.
I know.
No, that's not impressive.
My ass and fuego. Here's where it kicks off. Here we go. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm just
awesome.
Losing my fucking mind right now.
It's like Worm Truck.
This trailer deserves Best Picture.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I've seen this trailer so many times. I know like everything that's gonna happen. Tyrese, all-time screamer. All-time great screamer.
Best scream. Best scream, Tyrese. This is my
world. A movie that takes John Cena seriously, but like in a way that works, because he's a funny guy, but I feel like this movie will... I feel like this movie is going to find a way to make serious John Cena work.
Oh, man, I love that part.
Damn right, Ludacris. Oh, my God.
So this makes me think that they're island hopping.
That would be fucking cool.
They're hopping from island to island, and
the only way to top the skyscraper hop.
Yeah, right. Cause see, I mean, it's like, and then it. Oh.
And then here's the part where I'm watching this, and I'm like, how can this get any better? And I'm about to fucking throw my phone across the room. Hey guys. Like.
Oh yeah, hard. I know, right?
Oh my God. He's eating the nuts.
Potato chips.
Potato chips. I don't know. He's eating, though. Oh, my God.
Justice is coming, baby!
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I fucking love movies. Jesus Christ. This is the new movie review.
That's great.
We will be 100% giving you a Fast 9 episode.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt. Might even give you two. It might be a two-parter.
Oh, you think?
I mean, two.
Now, I think before we go, let's see what Vince has to say here.
He has a lot to say.
He has so much to say. And he's always high.
My favorite thing that he does is he puts up those, like, really poorly put together collages of, like, his face on, like, an elephant, but then it'll have, like, Paul Walker, and it'll say, like, see you again, and then I cry.
Yeah.
Like, all right, let's... He calls him Pablo, too. Although, can I say something? A huge missed opportunity that he should not have named his son in the movies Brian. He should have named him Paul.
Yeah,
definitely. That would have been.
I know.
I mean, it's nice that he named him Brian after his great friend in the movies, Brian, but I don't feel like he really... Obviously, that works because he's great friends, but I feel like it would have had a meta. Like, I would have cried if he was like, what do you want to name him?
And,
he's
and
like,
I think that's what everyone was expecting.
Like, if he was like Paul, I would have like fucking cried.
All right, ready? Yeah. He's going to play us out. So after he's done, we're done.
Follow us on Twitter at Not New Movie.
Patreon.com/Not New Movie.
Where you can hear
Bad Boys
for Life. Subscribe to hear our Bad Boys for Life episode coming soon. Excuse you.
BMU World. BMU World. Oh, I guess that's it.
That's it.
Right. Let's find a better one.
See you next. Well, let me tell him what the next movie is going to be.
Yeah.
If you do it unto the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. That's the question facing America today. And I want to say one other challenge.
Oh, he's watching a speech.
We face.
I mean, he's watching, like, the speech.
That we must he's watching Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
War and bloodshed.
Well, our next movie's going to be Boiler Room.
Anyone who feels...
Okay.
Where Vin Diesel has hair, so that's going to be interesting to see.
So proud of my little brother, Nicky. Number one movie of the weekend.
What movie
Good
was
job,
that?
Good job, Sony. Very,
oh, because he's in Bad Boys for Life.
Congrats.
He plays that one. He plays the guy that he shoots him off the helicopter. He plays the guy with the great scene where, like, they walk up to him and they're singing Happy Birthday. He's like, you gonna get a
ride? Well, the world knows I love you. And what number three song in the country?
There you go.
Return Diesel's you doing,
and Daddy Yankee.
Vin Diesel's doing. He's been recording music for that guy's album.
Oh, really?
So we'll have to listen to that. But anyways,
Not a New Movie review.
You stay, I go.
No following.